Hi, I'm Shay Rickle.
And I'm John Griffin.
And you're listening to Houndbite, a food podcast on WHJE.
This week we dive into sushi, a traditional Japanese food that has taken new roots into American culture and cuisine. Sushi is an extremely popular meal of choice in the United States. Although most people know that it didn't originate here, what most people don't know is that sushi dates all the way back to the 2nd century AD. All the way back then, refrigerators didn't exist, and so the ancient people in Southeast Asia preserved the raw meat by wrapping it in rice. This did the job, and they soon realized eating the meat and the rice itself was also delicious. Sushi is most popular on the West Coast of the United States. It's still enjoyed here in the Midwest, and as well as all over the country, and in fact, all over the world.
After doing some background research, we decided to get recommendations from a couple of our fellow staff members.
I really like spicy tuna rolls, and I like the tuna in them, obviously, and I like it a lot when they put the spicy mayo on top. I think that's pretty good.
My favorite sushi is the dragon roll.
After talking with our peers, we decided to get a more professional opinion from Simon Hong, owner and chef of Kazan Japanese Steakhouse.
Can you tell me a little bit about your restaurant?
Our restaurant is called Kazan Steakhouse and Sushi. And we have a hibachi table where the chef comes and cooks in the front of the customer. And we also serve fresh sushi that is we make daily as the order comes.
And what's your personal favorite kind of sushi that you make here?
I personally like spicy rolls. And we have a couple different rolls that I like. It's called the fire roll, has a jalapeno, has the pepper and crab meat and the cucumber inside and cover with the tuna. I like that, and I also like our spicy tuna roll, which is one of the most popular roll that we have.
It sounds like you really know a lot about sushi. Have you been in the restaurant business for a long time?
Yes, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I started as a dishwasher, and I learn as it goes.
Do you think that in the restaurant business, it's similar to other kind of businesses where it's kind of about who you know and like getting experienced in the field? Is that what you kind of found out?
Yeah, I started working as a restaurant as my part-time job in college, and I just feel like, I had a good time learning how to prepare everything, and I've just learned that it's fun for me and it's great for the customer that we're serving. So that's how we got into it.
When you first got that job in college, was that like a sushi job? Is that when you first learned how to make sushi?
Yeah, I went to school in New York and learned sushi from a school, and I just as it goes, I improve and I just learn more and explore more.
As you've been in this business, the restaurant business and making sushi specifically, has there been anyone that's inspired you, or has it been pretty much just you and your own hard work?
Yeah, we have a great staff, and we all work together, and I do most of training those people, and we learn each other, and we inspire each other from experience.
And just a few more questions. How do you think that sushi has kind of changed just like America in general? This might be a little bit of a broad question, but how do you think it's changed America? Because obviously sushi didn't originate here. How do you think that's changed it though?
Well, it's like you say, it's right. It's not from here, it's from Japan, but actually, a lot of the stuff that we have here is more has variety and different, like I would say, fusion, different type of mixed ingredients that is more than sushi in Japan. So a lot of special rolls here we have in the U.S. actually go over the sea, and the Japanese people liking those too. So I guess that's what it is.
You said that you have a lot of variety in your sushi rolls here. Going more into that, what do you think specifically sets your sushi here at your restaurant apart from other sushi places in central Indiana?
I mean, the basic sushi is, you know, is fresh ingredient, fresh fish, fresh ingredient, and it's the rice that all mixture and the sauce that, you know, we use. And we have our own house recipe that we have follow, and we just make it, try to make the best rolls or best sushi in the state of Indiana. So that's what we do.
Thank you so much for taking time and sitting down with me today. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, I like to introduce the sushi to not just like one group of people or not one generation. We have a sushi for all generation, all age group, so everybody can enjoy, you know, and that's the makes the fun of it. Thank you.
That concludes this episode of Houndbite. For more episodes from us, check us out on whje.com.